There is, some of you are familiar with the Course in Miracles. Course in Miracles, many of those lessons are a kind of prayer. And most of the lessons in it operate on the level of duality, speaking of God as He and addressing God as something or someone outside of you. Course in Miracles meets you where you are on the level of duality. But as you reach the end of the course, without you noticing it, the lessons become more non-dualistic. And in the end, you end up in stillness. And it says the use for words is almost over now. It's towards the end of the course. So it meets you where you are and takes you by the hand. It only works if you can get hold, if Christian terminology is appealing to you. To some it is not, and then there are many other ways. Don't use something that you don't like, the form of which you don't like. So most prayers are dualistic, and then you can have, although the metta prayer in Buddhism is let may all beings be well and happy, is fine. There's no duality really there, although you're still saying there are many beings. Ultimately, there's only oneness. But what can you do? You're using language. And then there are short things that are almost like mantras, just single words. Peace, for example. The word itself doesn't produce peace, but it is a pointer. Stillness. One of the most beautiful pointers to be found in the Old Testament. Be still and know that I am God. And this is why, if we can call that a prayer, it is a kind of prayer. It is a prayer where duality is transcended. And it is a miraculous prayer, the words of which it consists are all synonyms for one single thing. Be still. Know I am God. Be being. One being. Sat in Sanskrit. Being and stillness are one. It is the stillness of being itself before it comes into existence as something. Be still. Know. In the stillness that is being, there is a deep knowing, non-conceptual, a deep intelligence, not words, not thoughts, deeper than thought, because it's the primordial seed of all intelligence. Be still. Know I am. It is the innermost sense of beingness, or I am. God, the divine, the source, the one. And you put these words together, each word signifies also the other. They're all one. Be still, know I am God. Miraculous. So that those are advanced prayers and powerful. They put you in touch. Be still and know that I am God is one of the most powerful and beautiful pointers to the truth. And one of those rare ones that uses language without taking you into duality. Please talk more about the pain body and how to transcend it. We already spoke a little bit, but there are so many questions about the pain body that we may, in tomorrow's session, talk a little bit more about it, unless something else arises in that now.